Hello everybody, welcome to your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast here with Florian and Jake. How are you, Jake? How are we ready for Team of the Year?
I'm doing good, man. I'm anxiously awaiting Team of the Year, probably like you and many others that are listening to this. We're slowly getting information coming out about it. Like they gave us the loading screen finally that it is coming Friday, but they haven't said what exactly is coming Friday. We don't know if it's a full 11, if it's midfielders, defenders, an announcement. They haven't really told us much about the actual event yet, but we do know it's coming. We saw the card design. It's a beautiful card as always in foot, and it's creating quite a bit of movement on the market. And earlier this week, we saw like a massive amount of sell-off in like out-of-pack specials and even some gold cards. And now they're starting to recover this week because there is confidence in buying. People know Team of the Year is coming. So they're starting to buy back. Like Neymar, his lowest was 640. He's almost 700. Mbappe's up like 30K. He's still pretty low. Part of Neymar's rise too was that Kurzawa. So I want people to be aware of that, that Neymar didn't necessarily just have a huge price increase compared to others for no reason. It's just that Kurzawa links him perfectly, which is really important. But yeah, Conte went down to like 185 at the bottom. So people really had sold Sunday and they got pretty nervous regarding Team of the Year. And now this week, without much content, the market has been rising steadily.
Yeah, and I don't know how to address it, guys. But let's say if you are listening or watching our podcast, let's say you have a lot of coins, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But what I believe is that what happens every time people believe like these players will be cheap and
definitely
they are selling the teams to buy the cards.
Yeah,
but man, oh boy, so few people will afford in the first day at least these cards that you cannot imagine.
Exactly, and it might create like a perfect scenario too. At least in years past, kind of what happens is Team of the Year starts, but Team of the Year only starts with like three or four cards, right, out of the 11.
Yeah.
So they might start with midfielders, defenders, attackers. I think personally, if I see them starting breaking it down, I see attackers coming first because they're super hyped. And I think EA know that a lot of people are saving packs. So attackers would help draw them out, right? If people see Ronaldo, Team of the Year, I bet they rip open packs for sure. Even though the smarter thing to do if you've already been waiting this long is probably to wait until they're all in packs anyway. I see people like ripping them open. But anyways, those attackers that come out, you'd have like a Lewandowski probably sitting around 3 million. A Ronaldo's going to be 7 million plus for sure, in my opinion. And then that third attacker is kind of a toss-up. I don't think people are really confident who we see. Could be Messi. He's probably 4 million. So the amount of people that want to spend 4 million plus on those kind of attackers is so few and far between, but they're still spamming lightning rounds. They're opening save packs. So there's a ton more buying power on the market because people are finally unloading all their saved packs to get coins in their account, and then they just go buy the next best thing. So if they can't get those Team of the Years, maybe they go buy Neymar, maybe they go and buy Mbappe, maybe it's in from Rashford, in from Renato, etc. But they just start building that team that they're happy with finally after waiting so long.
And here let's go back a little bit, Jay, because I have a question for here.
Yep.
So today we are recording on a Thursday. It's not yet 6 p.m. UK time to see if we have a loading screen or something.
Yeah.
So imagine people are listening this until tomorrow night when EA releases something. Maybe attackers impacts, maybe the full team, who knows. How should people deal with the time remaining? Like, would you advise them to buy their teams now? Would you advise them to hold until we see what's impacts, what's the procedure here for everybody to be on the same page at least?
Yeah, Team of the Year is a little bit tricky this year, and one big factor that people are discluding, and a lot of people make the mistake, Florian, is they just look at what happened in previous years and just think it's like a sure thing. But this year, one major change is that Team of the Year, if they start it tomorrow, is going to start on a Friday, and in years past it has been on a Monday. So buying cards leading up to Monday works perfectly, right? Because we all know that the market tends to be low on Saturday and Sunday. As people finish weekend league, they just sell their team. Happens all the time. So in previous years, it led to a perfect buy time, right? You could buy that Sunday. Team of the Year started Monday. You were in the gold. But now that Team of the Year starts on a Friday, I think you can either buy your team before Team of the Year starts, because I think there's going to be a massive buyback tomorrow night after those lightning rounds and packs. Or you could even buy on, like, Sunday. I still think on Sunday we'll see a sell-off, and we'll still have more Team of the Year to go. But that's kind of the difference this year to past years. Starting on a Friday, you'll still probably see a little bit of a Sunday sell-off.
How about the gold's impacts? What do you think it will be the move with them? I feel like a lot of people, let's say in the perfect scenario in which we have the attackers impacts, a lot of people are opening coins, especially FIFA points, packs are saved and so on.
This is the trickiest one, Florian, and it's a question I get asked a lot. So let me start at the lower budget side, because people are still asking me about these type of players, Mendy, Son, Gomez. I get questions about these guys literally all the time, and cards under 40k, in my opinion, are just going to continue to drop. Cards like Mendy have already lost so much value, right? Look at that peak, 138k. Now he's kind of getting a little bit outdated, right? To the point where people aren't that interested in him anymore. And then Team of the Year is going to be a spam of packs and supply, excuse me. So I don't think he can really hold his value any further. Just like Gomez, I don't think that enough people are going to be going out of their way to buy Joe Gomez at Team of the Year to make him like rise in price. So I could see him going down to like 12k or under. Just so you guys see what kind of drops I'm talking about. So cards that are already, Walker even going down, Sun going down, etc. The cards that get really interesting to me are cards that are actually like above 100k. So there's only actually a few golds that are now, but Varane, Kante, Mane are like three of them that I think of. And those ones, I can't even say with confidence what I expect them to do. If anything, I expect them to rebound maybe after an initial drop at Team of the Year, just because the supply will be so heavy for a small period. But they're still so in demand. I mean, Varane's the seventh most popular card. We all know how much people see him in Weekend League. So I think if he drops some...
Personally, I have it also in my team.
Yeah. I have him too, exactly. Yeah. On both my Road to Glory and my main. So if he drops, I think he'll recover just because he's so in demand. Same with Conte still. And then the top tier golds like Neymar, Mbappe, and Ronaldo, I can't see them dropping just because people are going to have so much more buying power that I see them going up. And this is in case if they are in packs. If they're out of packs, obviously they'd rise pretty significantly. But I'm just planning on them being in packs at this time.
Yeah, and also, guys, you need to keep in mind that EA might release also some objective cards or SBCs, which may influence the market in two ways. For example, for objective cards, maybe you need a certain team, a certain league, a certain player to score with. So maybe those players will rise, let's say, a little bit. And for the SBCs, maybe those SBC players will take the place of your content. Maybe we get a very good CDM from Prem and Kante gets sold. So you need to take also that in mind.
Definitely. And this is kind of something funny that I'm seeing here, Florian, that is just random, that I'll point out here, just because you can see it on my screen too. EA has subtly released these Man of the Match cards. Tevez has one. They don't even like announce when they're doing it. Let me show you this. I'm sure a lot of people don't know this that can see the video. Tevez has a Man of the Match. And people don't even know it exists, but...
Yeah, I didn't know either. I just saw it on your screen. So.
Exactly. And EA does an announcement, which is quite funny, but this guy looks really good. Like, this Bernabeu guy, they gave him a left back, a 96 pace, 75 defending, 76 physical. And yeah, he's kind of hard to link right now with Argentina, but if you guys can get this guy at discard, throw him in your club, because Tevez doubled in price. Because people didn't know about him, and when they did, some fans wanted to use him, and I think it's going to be the same with him. So if you see, he's at discard, you can't lose coins, throw him in your club, okay? Him and this Romero guy. Again, they both have pretty decent stats. So look for him.
Romero has 90 finishing.
Yeah, seriously, throw him in your club, guys. People don't know about him. It's rarely likely they'll rise. Once they're out of packs and people figure out that they're there. So it's really quite interesting. But yeah, that's what I expect the market to move, guys. I expect out of pack stuff to go up a lot tomorrow night, just because people will buy their team and will want to play Weekend League. And then I still expect a slight sell-off on Sunday, because although Team of the Year is still happening, there's not going to, unless there's objectives or something specific, there's not going to be a huge reason for people to continue playing with meta squads on Monday through Wednesday, just like we experience every week, right? The competitive gameplay is typically Thursday through Sunday, and then it's done.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you also about, now let's say to move a little bit further, mm-hmm. to linking Team of the Years. Mm-hmm. This, let's say with this complementary trading, as some people call it. Of course, it's very hard, guys, to pack one Team of the Year card.
Yep.
But I imagine with a lot of saved packs and a lot of packs opening, some people will get them. So I guess we have a short list on who you can link these players up to, right? Mm-hmm. And I see you're showing starting Alaba.
Yeah, so the concept is pretty good, Florian, but the reason I don't like it, which I am showing here, is they're already up nearly 70k on some of these links. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to buy Alaba, which so many people are having the same exact idea, right? They think, who's going to get Team of the Year? Davies? Okay. Who's going to get Team of the Year? Neuer? Okay. Kimmich? Okay. Who links them all? Alaba. So people are preemptively buying this to link with them. But honestly, if you bought Tuesday, like, I would be 100% happy with that profit right now, because that's like 30-40k on the card. I would sell that, to be honest with you. I wouldn't buy at this current price. As you see, this is the highest he's ever been by far. Yeah, and I just don't love it personally, because I don't think enough people are going to get those Team of the Years right away to want to go out of their way to go get Alaba. Like we talked about, who knows when EA actually releases the defenders in the team, right? Maybe it's,
yeah,
it could be another 5 days. So if they don't see those links right away, people will probably panic sell this card, because you wouldn't get those links from the defenders that people expect. So I don't love investing in it right now. I understand the idea. These were probably the main two people kept thinking of, just because we know that Lewandowski is going to get in. Davies is a shoe-in, in my opinion. And he's also up like 40-50k right now. Let's check his price Tuesday. Yeah, 340, 345. He's up 30-40k right now. It's pretty tough to buy into. Costa I like a little bit more, because he's really unique and really rare anyway. But yeah, the idea is decent. It's just, at this point, you got to be early, right? You can sell to other investors. You got to invest, like, right when we knew Team of the Year was coming out, rather than the day of or day before.
So, regarding Under 23, Jake.
Yeah, Florian. So, there was a tweet that basically hinted at something similar, and EA did actually talk about it a little bit on their Instagram. So, they referenced the Under 23 twice, which seems kind of random, right? Team of the Year usually has nothing to do with age. It's just the best players of the mm-hmm. current year. So it's kind of making it speculative of why they would say that twice and go out of their way. And yes, there are some nominees that are under 23, but it's not like we've ever had anything surrounding that, right? Who cares? You know, it's kind of like a, sure, there's probably some over 30. Who cares? But people are now speculating that we'll either get an under 23 team, which, mm-hmm. keep in mind, there are a good amount of candidates that would fit in there. So we have Felix, Holland, Theo, Mbappe, etc. So
Renato Sanchez. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Renato. So there could be a really, really great team for it. But what I see is more likely, Florian, is if they decide to do something surrounding that, is maybe like a 13th player, like kind of like how mm-hmm. they typically do a 12th man. Maybe just a one-off player pick vote or SBC or something for an under 23 that fits. That might be a cheeky way that EA can include Mbappe too, right? If he mm-hmm. didn't make the main team, he could be in that vote. So
yeah, true.
I see them doing something like that. I don't see them doing an under 23 Team of the Year. It seems atypical. They already do future stars with really juiced cards, so it doesn't seem likely to me, to be honest.
Okay, I was thinking the same. They might do something, but it would be a little bit too much. But yeah, maybe they are still trying to let's say milk it through a longer period of time, maybe longer yeah. than usual,
mm-hmm.
and they will incentivize this with some players.
It would be crazy if they did that. It would be really hyped, because they could include Felix, Haaland, Theo, Renato, and obviously, those are some of the most dominant cards already in the game.
Yeah. Okay, so what's next for everybody? Because let's say a lot of people will have a lot of coins. Maybe let's talk a little bit about the SBCs that everybody expects.
Definitely.
I guess a lot of people will get a lot of fodder players because we will open a lot of packs. A lot of packs are untradeable and so on.
Totally. So, bear with me, guys. I just got to scroll back on Footbin for a second. You guys are watching the video. And we're going to go look at some FIFA 20 SBC so we can know what to expect. We don't really have to guess as much because we know what came out last year and what could come out this year. So firstly, for SBCs, EA does a lot of Team of the Year Challenge SBCs. They kind of take advantage of knowing that people are going to complete daily SBCs in hopes to pack a Team of the Year. So they pretty much release these challenges every day. Last year, what they were tending to do was featuring the nation of a Team of the Year player. So this one is the Netherlands, or Holland, which worked really good last year because they actually had De Jong, Van Dijk, so that was likely. And all Holland players went up quite a bit because this gave a mega pack. So Germany also had a requirement. And most of all, what tends to do really well in SBCs like this is just non-rares that are like 75, 76, 77 rated. They tend to go up in value quite a lot with good chemistry. So make sure you guys are getting some non-rares and rare golds that have good chemistry this weekend at Lightning Rounds. And they even did, like, I wanted to just point this out too. They even did Game of the Year marquee moments. So if you can start analyzing what was potentially some Game of the Year type games from last year and buying those specific teams, you might be able to make some good coins like that. So there is Game of the Year. This was the UCL final, so they included that. But yeah, it looks good. So those are a couple things to think about for investments on a lower budget. You can also do silvers of top nations and leagues. And then in terms of big player SBCs, I was telling people this in Discord, and I'll tell you guys the same. EA has to release a ton of SBCs in this window because they're giving out so much supply through these challenges and through lightning round supplies. So Bernardo Silva got released. Really nice card. If you remember, Florian, this card was actually really popular at the time.
Yeah, I actually did it.
You did? Yeah. So you know, yeah, people love that card. They played him at CAM a lot. We got Flashback Marcelo. They kind of killed his previous card, so he wasn't super demand. We did get Moments Hazard. I expect definitely to see some more of these Moments cards. They're typically like outstanding SBCs that last for a long time, right? Like instead of like a 2 or 3 or 4 day SBC, sometimes these are out for like 30 days. So it's perfect for them to include over Team of the Year, where if people are grinding upgrade packs, they can throw them into these type of SBCs. They also did Char too. So they Char, Hazard, Marcelo, Silva, there's tons of them. They also did a Luis in that.
Maybe if I remember correctly, maybe even David Luiz was on.
Yep, right here. Yep, they even did David Luiz and Neuer too. So absolutely crazy selection of candidates here. It seems likely already that they're going to do a flashback Mueller because he didn't get in nominee voting, which seems really unfair.
Yeah.
So that's one of them that is on our radar. Yeah, so just keep your eyes out for that. They have to do a ton of SBCs because they have to keep up fodder prices. You can't really pre-invest in fodder. A lot of people are asking me if they should invest right now for it, but that would just be speculative because if we get like a day or two of lightning rounds before they release something, it's going to come crashing down, right? Because that would be so much supply. So it's all about banking on when or when they won't release something. And that's how fodder...
So how I expect it to happen is to still have a big name player SBC on Friday. So
I think
tomorrow,
so too.
Because we wanna start like with a boom.
Yep.
And also, of course, the objective player. Let's see who that will be. I remember last year it was ZH. Okay, he was kind of off leagues because it was difficult to link. But imagine this year. A Dutch player that would be easy to link with everybody doing Kleiber, Robben, and so on.
Definitely. So make sure you guys are fully like club stocked with all rares, top leagues, top nations. Again, if you want to get nations that have Team of the Year, that's even better to me in case they do ask for it specifically. I'm trying to see if I can find another example, but there are a few where they ask for that one specific nation. So there's another one. Germany, number of players of one. So German players went up a lot for that too, because everyone is smashing these SBCs for Team of the Year, guys. So rares, non-rares, get your club fully loaded. There's going to be tons of them over Team of the Year, like 5 to 10, and you'll be able to make some easy coins that way. And like Florian said, we'll see what comes out. Maybe they'll do a big player Friday, but who knows if that can even hold up the amount of packs being opened in the Lightning Round supply, and who knows how many packs EA will give out Friday. So with fodder, it's kind of hard for traders to answer. We can obviously tell you when it looks low, but right now, to be honest, it's not very low.
Yeah, and also imagine, guys, that let's say we get Lightning Rounds. Of course we will get Lightning Rounds. This is the biggest event, the biggest event till now for them. And we will get these Lightning Rounds maybe even more than 3 times per day, because they sometimes, I don't remember if they did it already this year, but sometimes they do it also for US time zones, right?
Yep, they do. Yep. So I expect them to do both. At least for sure when Team of the Year is fully out, like the whole team is in packs. I'm not sure if they'll do it for each position, but yep, they can do them at both times. You're right.
And also think, guys, about Team of the Week, this Team of the Week and the next Team of the Week. Don't invest maybe too early in these players, because these Lightning Rounds will kill the prices.
Totally. And like Florian said, actually don't invest too early, but if you time the bottom on those cards that are in Team of the Week, you can make some really good profit on it. And again, it's not something that I can speculate on in advance. Maybe that's Sunday. It could be Monday even, depending on, you know, how they break up the teams. Right now, there's a lot of speculation because we don't know if they're going to do the full team in packs, you know, certain positions in for a few days. But yeah, this Team of the Week, like the top meta cards are going to get supplied a ton, but a lot of people also won't be buying. So I think like Insigne and Ndombele, I don't love Pogba because he has a ton of special cards, to be honest, but Yedder I think will do good too. So those kind of cards are something to keep an eye on for sure, like on Sunday and Monday.
And also, guys, I would advise you to do this daily SBCs, as Jake said. I would advise you to play for the objective player if we have an objective player this year. Probably we will have. And as I told you in all podcasts in this month, this is the best time to play the game.
So, definitely.
This is the time you need to spend some hours in the game and the grind.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about kind of like what went up this Thursday. I think it's important to note, because a lot of people ask me if they should invest in flips, and the market is up subtly today, but it's not up a lot. So kind of what I mean by that, and Conte is a great example, is the market was rising steadily almost each day, right? So on Tuesday, Conte was like, call it 190. Yeah, right around 190. I think that's fair. And today he's 205. So if you bought him on Tuesday and were looking to sell today, maybe you make 5 or 6K a card, which isn't a huge profit, right? But if you bought them Sunday, which was about his lowest, he was more so sitting closer to like 185. So then you could make it out with 10K a card. But most of all, I'm saying that the market isn't up huge today. There were some select cards that brought in pretty decent profit. I invested in this card, so I'll show you him. I invested in Zaha. Zaha tends to do really, really well on Thursdays because there's not a great amount of Premier League strikers. So I was getting him actually on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday for 180K flat. I've showed that on stream if you guys have been in there, but he floats right around the 180K mark quite a bit. And then today I sold, I think I sold one or two of them now for 199. His first inform also does well. We got him around 120 and he's like 139 where I sold him at. So stuff is up, but it's not up hugely. And what's important to note is that there's still definitely a hesitancy to buy. People are also purposely waiting to open packs until tomorrow, not only from this week, but for months, right? People have been saving packs for months. So tomorrow is when I expect that bigger boom to happen in prices. Today it's up subtly, but I expect it to go up further tomorrow if Team of the Year does begin with Lightning Rounds for sure. And then what else went up today was one thing I wanted to note was French players. And it's kind of a culminating factor with the French guys. It's a big picture market thinking. So
yeah,
we got Kurzawa, who is like a decent SBC. Some people did him, sure. But he's French and from League One. And then we got Ndombele, Pogba, and Yedder as the top three, pretty much team of the week. So they're all French, right?
Yeah.
So French players did really well. This is my example. We actually talked about this one a little bit on stream. People bought him up when they saw Kurzawa because it was kind of the obvious link, right? So when Kurzawa came up, he absolutely shot up in price, right? You see that jump there. Yeah. He went from 100 to 154. And then people kind of panic sold him back down. And he went all the way down to 100. 100K flat, 105 for a few hours. And then even yesterday, he bounced right around 110. And today, he's up at 130K. And I think he was 135 this morning. So he was kind of one of the best risers this week because he links with all those French players and Kurzawa. So when you think of Thursday flips, you don't have to think about just one link or just the same cards each week. Kind of piece together some things. Like we had Kurzawa as the most recent SBC. He's still out. People are still doing him. And then we had three French players as the best team of the week. So naturally, people are making that push towards French players like Varane, Kante, etc. all are doing well.
And I guess this year, League One is a very good league for Thursday flips, because we've got a lot of SBCs, we've got a lot of objective players, we have League One Player of the Month, so the possibility of people having a lot of French players, of course Renato Sanchez, very OP meta player. Yep. So definitely quite easy to find a lot of League One players in people's teams.
Definitely.
Okay, guys, I think you guys are prepared for yeah, tomorrow and for this week. Of course, next week we will have another podcast, we hope, in the middle of Team of the Year. Definitely. And we will know for sure some ratings, we will discuss some prices. Maybe Jake will do some crazy flips during the first day of Team
we'll
of
try,
the Year.
We'll try,
Remember those prices, Jake, for next podcast.
I will. I'll screenshot it.
Maybe you'll even get the chance to see Jake play on his streams with some Team of the Year players. Who knows, right?
Yeah. Yep. I'll try some out for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. So thanks again for watching, guys. We hope you learned something today and you are a little bit more prepared for this week. You can listen, of course, on Google, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube. Thanks for watching and stay safe.
Definitely, guys. Thank you for tuning in again. Have a good one. Mm-hmm.